Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
How does match game work? Simple. There are two contestants and a panel of six hilarious celebrities. I read a question like, Santa's workshop went on strike and refused to come back until Santa starts blanking. And of course, the logical answer is paying. That makes sense. A funnier answer is until Santa starts hoeing, thereby insinuating that Santa is some sort of a streetwalker. And what's more fun than that?
Match Game premieres June 26th, part of Sunday Fun and Games on ABC.
Tape player on 720 WGNC. I love that. That's an iconic game show song right there for you. So ABC is debuting a revival of the star-studded Big Money's 1970s comedy game show Match Game with Alec Baldwin as host. And 10 one-hour episodes of Match Game 2016, a new twist on the long-running staple, which will air starting tonight at 9 Central as part of this three-hour game show block on ABC called Sunday Fun and Games. Launching tonight will also be Steve Harvey hosted smashed Celebrity Family Feud and a previously announced reincarnation of the $100,000 period. So here is a pyramid. So the little history on Match Game. The pilot for the original version of Match Game, and this is one that I don't think anybody really remembers because there was a color version in the 1970s, and it was that it? Was that the end of it? was that the end of our music? Yeah, keep it going. The original version was started in 1962 with Gene Rayburn as host with two non-celebrities who attempted to match answers to simple questions. Two stars were Arlene Francis and Skitch Henderson, who was the original band leader on The Tonight Show. The show was taped in Studio 8H at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, which is, of course, a legendary Rockefeller Plaza. In 1963, NBC canceled it with six weeks left to be recorded. And there was a writer that said, you know what? What is it going to matter if we make the questions a little more edgier and make them a little more risque? Because what do you got to lose at that point, right? So his name was Dick DiBartolo, and he came up with funnier questions like, Mary likes to pour gravy all over John's blank. And submitted it to Mark Goodson. And with the knowledge that the show couldn't be canceled again because it was already canceled, they gave the go-ahead, and it consistently won its time slot, and they uncanceled it. And so it lasted from 63 to 66, and then again from 67 to 68. So it was on the air for quite some time, and then it actually came back again for one last season. Through 1969, 1,760 episodes with the legendary Johnny Olsen announcing. Only a handful of episodes still survive, but it's like this black and white. People don't know this this part of the series. So in the early 70s, CBS Vice President Fred Silverman began overhauling the network's programming as part of what has become known as this rural purge. So he got rid of all these shows. But as part of the overhaul, he reintroduced these game shows that were really popular in the 1960s. So he did The New Price is Right, which was radically overhauled from what it was in the 1950s. And then he brought back a Match Game and decided to move it to Los Angeles. Kind of the same thing that The Tonight Show did. So The Tonight Show was done in New York. Not as many stars in New York as there was in Los Angeles. So he brought that to Los Angeles so he could have some bigger stars and so forth. With Gene Rayburn. The first week's panelists were not the ones that you're used to seeing on that show. It was Richard Dawson. It was Michael Landon. It was Vicki Lawrence. It was Jack Klugman, Joanne Flug, and Anita Gillette. And longtime regulars on the show, which was a blast. Did you ever see Match Game?
Sure I've perused around it, but it rings a bell for sure, but I haven't.
You're going to have to watch it now.
Yeah,
on the
I know.
Game Show Network. You're going to have to watch it. So regulars included Brett Summers, Charles Nelson Reilly, Betty White, Marcia Wallace from the Bob Newhart Show, Bill Daly from the Bob Newhart Show, and I Dream of Jeannie, Fanny Flagg, Patty Deutsch, Gary Berghoff from MASH, that was Radar. He was on the show regularly. Nipsey Russell, Bob Barker, Gene Rayburn was hysterical. He always played the action for laughs and frequently tried to read the questions in character of whatever, however they were trying to read it, as Old Man Periwinkle and Old Man Purvis. And he His regular panelist, Charles Nelson Reilly, was a Broadway director, also always just busted. It was a lot of ball busting, I think, that went on the show, too, and a lot of drinking. There was Match Game PM. Every year, it was funny, every year, like, it was Match Game 73, 74, 75, and on New Year's, they'd take down the old numbers and put up the new ones. It was a tradition. It was pretty funny. But it was very risque, and they always did something quite fun. So I thought I'd play a little segment from the original Match Game, just so you'd get a little feel, let it breathe a little bit of what the show was all about and bring back some memories. Let's take a listen.
All right, we're set to carry on now with round two. Valerie, which one do you want, A or B?
B again.
B. She didn't match anyone in the first round, so that means everybody plays in the second round. The Big Bad Wolf said, I just came from a house where this old lady had the biggest blank I ever saw.
The Big Bad Wolf said that?
Yes. Big Bad Wolf said, I just came from a house where this old lady had the biggest blanks I ever saw.
That was Steve Allen, comedian Steve Allen, asking
the
question.
Hello, darling. How are you? Would you write something on the job? Enjoying the fun. Stop the music, Valerie. The Big Bad Wolf said, I just came from a house where this old lady had the biggest blanks I ever saw.
Boobs.
There's nothing wrong with Mother Nature.
Well, it's not nice to fool with her.
The show aired right after school, by the way. So you couldn't miss it as a kid.
Harper Steer says, good year.
I just came from a house where this old lady had the biggest blanks I ever saw, to get back to the question. What did you say, Steve?
I keep trying to convert this whole unsavory scheme here to something more savory. So, old grandmother was in bed when the big bed. Well, I'd say the biggest pillows.
No, yeah, there is.
No.
I've known you too many years, Steve.
No,
it's a rotten answer there. What do you say, Brett?
I think Steve Allen is a sneak. That's what I say.
That's right.
But I tell you, I've never been so shocked, appalled, and outraged by an answer in my entire life.
I bet.
I said, bazooms.
Bazooms.
Put it on.
Sit down now. Yes. Charles, would you restore a little sanity?
I have a children's program, and I could not use a word like either of these girls you.
Yes.
Because I'm an actor from the legitimate theater, so I chose busts.
Oh, dear me. Yes. Speaking of bazooms, Fanny, would you show us yours?
Well, as I said earlier, for sure.
Fanny won't be about it.
Oh, okay. That's enough.
I'll write you next week, Mother, and tell you all. My mother says if you have them, show them. I said berries.
She said berries.
Berries.
She said berries. Would you believe that? That's what it says there.
Yeah.
Berries.
What did she say?
Well, I have a comment, but I think I better skip on and just go on to Richard Dawson's answer here.
Well, I do hope that the producer and the director and you will remember I was the only one who didn't walk out.
You'll do anything for your own show.
Should there be any extra close-ups over?
Yes.
Also, I couldn't walk out because I wrote zooms.
So that's a little match game there, classic show. And you could see it was just like one big party on the air. But, yeah, it aired after school. I remember coming home from school at like 10, 11 years old and watching the show. But it aired till 1982, so it was like 1973 to 1982, and that was the original run. It's still living on the Game Show Network. There was also various Milton Bradley board games, too. That was Steve Allen as one of the stars that were on the show, and Gene Rayburn was actually a sidekick to Steve Allen on The Tonight Show when Steve was the first Tonight Show host. So he was kind of like the first Ed McMahon before there was Ed McMahon.
Just amazing they got away with that back then.
Yeah.
You would think it'd be much more conservative in a way.
Well, what's interesting is they're airing the show specifically. I saw the press release from ABC. They specifically are airing the new show at 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock, you know, Eastern, which tells you they're airing it later in the night because they want to get a little edgier.
Oh yeah.
But even the edgier that you're going to see today, I don't think you can push the envelope like they did back then.
No, because even if you could try, that was so taboo then.
Yeah.
That it was not unparalleled.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But Gene began, he was on The Tonight Show. He was a radio show guy, so he was a radio show host for years. He hosted a bunch of other shows as well called The Name's the Same, Choose Up Sides, Do Re Mi, Tic Tac Do. He was one of the original hosts of that. A show called Monitor on NBC. He was also a panelist a lot on To Tell the Truth and What's My Line. Then came Match Game, and he did that really for 25 years. But Gene Rayburn, after that show ended, I mean, he was at the top of his game. And I knew he used to live. He never lived in Los Angeles. He lived, I think, on the East Coast in New York. So he would fly in and do these shows. And folks, I'm sure you know this, but when you do a game show and you tape the episodes, you usually do them in 1 or 2 days. And they just bring a change of clothes and change it out a little bit here. But he did an episode of Saturday Night Live. He did some Love Boat as himself, and some other guest appearances. But for the most part, that was it. And he passed away in 1999 at the age of 81. So TV Guide put out a list of the greatest game shows of all time. And I want to hear about yours. 312-981-7200. What are your favorite game shows of all time, your favorite game show hosts of all time? We'll talk down memory lane and talk about that next on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer with you on 720 WGN. We're talking about the greatest game shows of all time. 847, I got a text that said, I was an audience member of the Match Game at 8H in Rockefeller Center in 1965. And had to sit through 5 days worth of tapings. They taped 1 week's worth of shows in one day. It was brutal. That was from S. Miller. Hysterical. So Match Game, reviving tonight on ABC. Here's a little bit of Charles Nelson Reilly talking about the show.
Coming out of a closet, because I never was in a closet. I just was being who I was and what I thought I was.
We'd like the people in America to see some of Brent Summers' Pugman's collection of fine jewels. Aren't they gorgeous? Eat your heart out.
The board.
What I'd like to give Charles.
I look at them because they're funny. For some strange reason, the Match Game was funny.
And here's a little Brent Summers in an interview shortly before she passed away.
What do you think the secret to the show was?
One of the secrets of the show is that Gene is one of the great straight men in the business. He has the incredible ability to listen. When you said something, he was always able to go, yes. He was always able to help you along with it.
A little bit of Brent Summers. And, of course, Betty White was the queen of game shows. And, really, you know, she met her husband, Alan Ludden, on Password. And she was on just about every game show. And she's on the new Truth or Consequences. Hope she shows up on Match Game. Let's take a little listen of Betty talking about her history with game shows.
Well, What's My Line, of course, was that was the class act of the world. And that was such fun to be on. It was a panel of four people. And it was the old 20 questions game, but the Dorothy Kilgallen and Bennett Cerf and the people on the panel were very competitive, and they wanted Arlene Francis, of course.
It was the Eastern establishment.
Eastern establishment. Yeah. So when a Californian was plunked down in the middle of it, it was a. But it went on for years and years and years, and then the Goodson Todman stable. Mark Goodson was the king of game shows, and most of the class ones came out of his stable. What's My Line, and I've Got a Secret. Gary Moore was the MC of that, where they'd try to guess a secret that a celebrity would have who came on the panel. Again, a panel of four would question them. To Tell the Truth was, again, a panel of four. and three people would stand up and each would say that they were a person and only one of them was telling the truth, and you had to find out who was doing that. They were Bud Collier was the MC of that show at first. Oddly enough, when that was done as a pilot, Mike Wallace did the pilot. And they wanted to hire him, and Mike said, you know what, I don't want to do that. I want to get into news. They said, oh, Mike, come on, that won't work. I want to get into news. And the rest is history, of course.
Time,
Match Game came a little bit later, but again, that was Goodson Todman, Gene Rayburn. It was a panel of six by that time, and there was a contestant, and the contestant, a word would come up, and they would have to match that word. They would say, time blank. Now, it could be time clock, time bomb, time anything. So we would all write down on a thing what we thought the blank filling in would be. And then so would the contestant. And as many as the contestant matched of us nuts up on the panel, there were three and three, he would get points or she would get points for it. By the time they'd start at one end, and by the time you got down, and you'd do little ad-libs around why your answer, well, they'd put me in seat number six. So by the time everybody had gone through all the answers, you had to really be scraping the bottom of the barrel to come up with material. The worst thing that ever happened on that one, they gave as the end game, that you had to fill in three blanks. And it was blank willow. And you had to give three answers. Well, there were only three. There was weeping willow, pussy willow, and tit willow. And, well, we came up with weeping pussy and tit. And
that was Betty White. Betty White talking about the history of game shows, which was absolutely absolutely classic. Hey, Max, you're on 720 WGN. What's your favorite game show of all time? Oh, hold on a second. Let me try again, Max. There you go, buddy. What's your favorite game show of all time, Max?
I think Jeopardy will be the best game show, and the Password was another one. But Betty White, all the ones she mentioned. But for fun games, you can't beat Match the Game and Beat the Clock and You Bet Your Life. Those were fun games.
Jeopardy, though, I mean, think about how long that show has been on the air. I mean, 1960s, and it's still going strong, still at the top of the ratings, you know?
Yes, it is. I think the ones, everyone that Betty White mentioned were good shows. You know, I mean, and some of them, Match Game was a lot of fun. And, you know, but the ones who were to go down for, I think, the most intelligent game shows would be Jeopardy, Password. And Slappy White used to be a great one on Password. He had a quick wit, and he could answer. He would get it real good. He was very good.
And Betty's husband, of course, hosting Password for so many years until he passed away in 1981. But that's where they met as well.
That's what I was going to say. That's what Password came up, but that was a good show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Max, thanks so much for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Take
Have
care.
A good night. Bye-bye. You too. Another classic, 312 says The Price is Right. I think we got original opening with Bob Barker. Let's take a listen. Yeah, just the theme show, Price is Right. But this is another one that started off in the 1960s, I think. 1950s. And then they brought it back almost 15 years later. And it was nothing like the original. And brought in Bob Barker as the host. And, man, he was the superstar of the 1970s as far as game shows and ratings were concerned all throughout that time as well. And then, of course, there was the Family Feud, which was with Richard Dawson. And, of course, that spun off of... Match Game. He was a regular contestant on Match Game, which he had never really been a contestant on any show before until he started doing Match Game. But Richard Dawson really came out and brought that show to the forefront and beat the hell out of Price is Right, too, I think, in the ratings. This started in 1976. Let's see here. It was... Hosted by Richard Dawson. Anyway, we've got a ton more coming up. 312-981-7200. What's your favorite game show of all time? We'll take your calls, your texts next on 720 WGN.
One of these stars is sitting in the secret square, and the contestant who picks it first could win a prize package worth over $2,000. Which star is it? Michael Landon. Lee Grant. Red Fox. Vincent Price, Wally Cox, Rosemary, Mel Brooks, Linda DeJarge, or Paul Lynde, all in the Hollywood Square. And here is the master of the Hollywood Squares, Peter Martin.
Thank you very much, Kenny Williams. A very good evening. Welcome to the Hollywood Squares. Hello, stars.
Oh, Peter. Hey, Peter.
Go ahead, attack the jacket, folks. Mel, your first comment.
Yes, Mr. Interlocutor.
That's it. I read with your quote and Michael, we could go out. And I got a great name for the act, Stump and Stumpy. Yes. Our Miss Circle this evening is Karen Myers. Welcome to the Hollywood Squares, Karen.
Thank you.
Nice round of applause for Karen Myers, everybody. Karen is a housewife, mother of two, married to a general manager of a car lot.
Yes, there's a lot there.
Yes. Well, we wish you luck this evening. Yes. Mr. X is Ken Smith. Hiya, Ken.
How do you do?
Nice to see you. Ken Smith. Ken is a teacher and water polo coach, married to a teacher. They have a young daughter, and we have a commercial word or two or three, and we'll return and play a sequence square game worth over $2,300. We're all either across or down a diagonal. It is up to them to figure out if the stars give me a correct answer or making one up. That's how they get the squares. Every game completed is worth $250, and the person who wins the most cash tonight will win a brand new car. In addition, in our first two games, they play for a sequence square. Mr. Williams.
And Circle starts the secret square, which includes this handsomely styled sofa by Kraler, one of the world's largest makers of upholstered furniture, performance-tested fabrics, deep-seated comfort from Kraler, and a certificate to Dairy Queen. Let's all go to the Dairy Queen, where the whole family can enjoy America's favorite Sundays, delicious shakes, and other frozen treats. And from Brunswick, the fabulous Dunham home billiard table, one of the finest made. It's fun for the whole family.
So 740 says, I took a tour of the NBC Burbank studios in 78, and the guy told us the best Hollywood Square shows were Thursday and Friday shows because Paul Lynde would eat lunch across the street and usually came back to work drunk. That's Jay in Ohio. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking about the greatest game shows of all time, greatest game show hosts of all time. So that was a little bit from Hollywood Squares. And this was one of those shows that didn't actually air originally in daytime. It was like a replacement, like a summer series for a sitcom. So it aired late at night when NBC just had a powerhouse of game shows like Let's Make a Deal and Jeopardy and Concentration and all the other good stuff with Paul Lynde. Think about the people on the show. Mel Brooks, Paul Lynde, Rosemary, and Red Fox. Talking about like a comedy powerhouse of its day. Here's some of the other texts that have been coming in of the favorite game shows of all time. Wheel of Fortune, of course, a Merv Griffin creation that Pat Sajak, of course, hosts, but Chuck Woolery hosted this originally. Let's see here. Number eight was Password, and that was hosted not only by Alan Ludden, but by Tom Kennedy, Burt Convy, and Regis Philbin, who came in later and did Million Dollar Password. What's My Line? Was a big one. The Newlywed Game, Chuck Barris, who also was behind The Dating Game and The Gong Show, was one of the top ones as well. 773, Battle of the Network Stars. I guess that was sort of a game show. Beat the Clock was another one. 847 says Card Sharks was their favorite. 708, Deal or No Deal. This must be a younger demographic. 630 says Double Dare on Nickelodeon. Was that even before your time, Joey? Do you remember that show?
I don't remember that one either.
Okay, all right. The Joker's Wild was another one. You got the theme to Joker's Wild potted up? I remember that one.
I believe I do.
Yeah, let's take a listen to that. That was Channel 32, I think, what Jack Barry used to do, the Joker's Wild. There was Let's Make a Deal. 847, Make Me Laugh. 630, Name That Tune. 414, All the Pyramids were their favorites. Let's see. 815, Remote Control. That was an MTV show. That was a great MTV show. Let's see here. 219, Press Your Luck. Let's see. I'm trying to read all this stuff up here. Who Do You Trust was another one. That was actually hosted by Johnny Carson. Back in the 1960s. Whose Line Is It Anyway? 847.
That one's always fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every time that's on, I jump to it. They're just so talented. You don't see a show like that anymore.
Wink Martindale hosted Tic-Tac-Doe. Let's see here. 217 says Tattletales with Bert Convy. I was like when you would bring your husband or your wife onto the show with you and you would test if you actually knew enough about them. It was kind of a little spinoff of the Newlywed Game, I guess. Sale of the Century was a favorite. The $64,000 question. Oh, there's a classic with Jackie Gleason on there as well. What about some of the top game show hosts of all time? That was listed here. Bert Convy, he hosted Tattletales, Super Password, Win, Lose, or Draw. He passed away early of cancer. 1929, Jim Perry, Sale of the Century, and Card Sharks. He also hosted the Miss Canada pageant, 67 and 90. Ben Stein, Win Ben Stein's Money. Number 27, Ray Combs, Family Feud. 26, Peter Marshall. God, I think he should end up a little closer to the top of that list. Hollywood Squares, All-Star Blitz. He also hosted a TV edition of Yahtzee. Ken Ober was the host of Remote Control. 262 also says The Movie Game with host Army Archer from Variety Magazine. 24, Regis Philbin, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Jim Lang, number 23, he hosted The Dating Game, Bullseye, and the $100,000 Name That Tune. Peter Tamarkin, I don't know if I remember him, Press Your Luck and Bargain Hunters and Wipeout. Tom Bergeron also hosted another version with Whoopi Goldberg of Hollywood Squares. Tom Kennedy, You Don't Say, Super Password, Name That Tune. I remember him from Name That Tune. My grandparents loved that show. It just drug along for me. Jeff Probst, Survivor and Rock and Roll Jeopardy. Alan Ludden, the GE College Bowl, Password, and the Lions Liars Club. So he hosted Password from 63 to 81, which is pretty cool. And actually Rod Serling of the Twilight Zone hosted the Liars Club as well. Jack Barry, 21, which I believe is what the game show scandal came from. 21 and the Joker's Wild. But Jack Barry was a part of that, yeah, what happened. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Pat Sajak, Wheel of Fortune, Guy Smiley from Sesame Street. Bob Eubanks, The Newlywed Game. Don Francisco, he's the host of that Hispanic game show, Sabado Gigante, I believe is what it's called. Chuck Barris, The Game Show. Bill Cullen, The Price is Right. He hosted the nighttime version and the $25,000 pyramid. There was Wink Martindale, who did Tic-Tac-Doe and Debt. Alex Trebek of Jeopardy, Classic Concentration, and High Rollers. Monty Hall, Let's Make a Deal, Beat the Clock. Richard Dawson, Family Feud. Bob Barker, Truth or Consequences, and The Price is Right. And, nobody. I just dropped a call. No, I dropped a call. Sorry about that. Gene Rayburn, of course, is the number one ranked host of all time. For Match Game. But getting back to Jack Barry of 21, pioneers in the game show industry, infamous host of 21, which was embroiled in the scandal after it was learned that they were feeding answers to a particularly photogenic contestant called Charles Van Dorn. Let's take a little listen to the scandal of the quiz show.
Lines stretched around the studio as the ratings skyrocketed. Tens of millions gathered in every part of the country to see if their new hero, Charles Van Doren, would beat Herb Stemple. Week after week, the drama and tension grew as Enright wrote the final act. No one seemed to question what they saw. In the 1950s, seeing was believing.
Good evening. I'm Jack Barry. Tonight here on 21, Herbert Stemple, our 29-year-old GI college student, can win $111,500, the highest amount of money ever to be won on television.
On the day I was due to lose to Van Dorn, I sat home watching television in the morning. Every few minutes, an announcer would break in on WNBC saying, is Herb Stemple going to win over $100,000 tonight? And I said, no, he's not going to win $100,000. He's going to take a dive.
If either of you want to stop the game, you must tell me so right now.
I'll stop.
Then you win $20,000. Congratulations.
The night Charles Van Doren beat Herb Stemple, about 15 million viewers applauded Van Doren's triumph. As the nation's new hero, Charlie made the cover of Time, a distinction never bestowed on his illustrious father or uncle. admiring students at Columbia University, where he taught English, put up signs directing visitors to the smartest man in the world. He received thousands of letters a week, including hundreds of marriage proposals. 1 month after the hearings began, Charles Van Doren emerged from hiding to appear before a congressional committee. Up until that moment, Van Doren had been unable to admit the truth to anyone, not to his lawyer, not even to his family.
I said to the committee this morning that I was kind of like a child who refuses to admit a fact in the hope that it'll go away. I got panic stricken. I've been afraid for a long time. I've been living in a kind of dread for 3 years. They've not been a happy 3 years. But I became almost panic-stricken then. And I didn't act very well in the next week. I made a very, very big mistake. And I learned about making mistakes. I learned what you have to do when you make a mistake. I've also learned a lot about life and about human nature, about a man's responsibility.
Eventually, an anguished Charles Van Doren, one producer, and 17 other contestants were formally charged, arrested, and convicted of lying under oath to the New York grand jury. All pleaded guilty. All received suspended sentences. None served time in jail. The district attorney estimated that at least 100 others who testified with Van Doren, two-thirds of all those who faced the grand jury.
But Jack Barry originally, he came themselves. Back and he hosted The Joker's Wild, which 224 said was one of her favorite shows, or his favorite shows, Joker's Wild, Love Connection, But Mine Were Password, Let's Make a Deal, Candid Camera, Not a Game Show, But Fun, 608, A Little Trivia Point, and Peter Marshall's son was a lesser-known Cubs first baseman in the 1970s, so there's a little trivia there. As well. So those best game shows, best game show hosts of all time.
See, I still always love Jeopardy. That's my go-to.
That's actually been ranked. That is the number one game show. In fact, as we were talking about all of those, the number one game show. Here's the backwards. I'll read them backwards, the top 10. Number 10 was The Newlywed Game, then What's My Line? Password was 8. Hollywood Square, 7. Millionaire, 6. Price is Right, 5, Match Game, 4, Family Feud, 3, Wheel of Fortune, 2, and there's your Jeopardy at number 1. And again, Match Game premieres again tonight with Alec Baldwin on ABC. All right, 9 unique date ideas for Chicago, perfect for summer. We'll talk about that next on 720 WGN.